House Subcommittee on Cybersecurity, Infrastructure Protection, and Innovation heard from a panel of experts on the issue. Democrat Cedric Richmond of Louisiana chairs the subcommittee. He says in less than 90 days, Americans will face an election unlike any other in our history because of, among other things, a deadly pandemic, widespread protests against racism and police violence, and because of President Donald Trump.
We have a president who has repeatedly tried to manipulate a news cycle, going so far as to falsely suggest he can move the election date and, more insidiously, making baseless claims about the security of vote by mail. This behavior is in service to his own narcissistic political ends, softens the turf for dangerous foreign influence campaigns, and puts Americans who want to exercise the franchise at risk.
Trump has been blasting the idea of states ramping up voting by mail, claiming without evidence that it would lead to increased voter fraud. But the witnesses at the hearing were skeptical. Amber McReynolds is head of the National Vote at Home Institute. She says people should not have to choose between their vote and their health.
Enabling voting at home options is one way to solve the challenges election officials and, by extension, voters face during this pandemic. Voting by mail is proven, time-tested, and secure, and it dates all the way back to the Civil War. The mail ballot model, as designed, puts voters first and has proven to be resilient during both natural disasters and the current pandemic.
McReynolds says election administration in November must be about who votes, not who wins. But Trump has blasted vote by mail and raised alarms among many with a series of attacks on the U.S. Postal Service. McReynolds calls the post office critical election infrastructure because of its role in, for example, sending out various legally required election mailings to voters and candidates.
We need it to be operating at full capacity. We need it to be doing what it's capable of doing to support our elections, not just mail voting, but every aspect of our election process that relies on the post office to do it.
Lawmakers and witnesses talked about election security in terms that go beyond cybersecurity or computer hacking. John Gilligan is executive chair of the Center for Internet Security.
Today, I think that the potential of mis and disinformation having an impact on the voting is greater in many regards than the potential of cyber threats.
Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas asked about the effect of Donald Trump's claims about election security.
How does the current president's persistent rhetoric about increased fraudulent ballots and changing the date of the elections, and by the way, two federal elections were held during the Civil War, how would that impact voter confidence?
Sylvia Albert is with the nonprofit group Common Cause. Albert says she's already seen effects of Trump's rhetoric undermining confidence in the upcoming election. Some election experts also worry Trump could take other actions to jeopardize the integrity of the election. Representative Benny Thompson is a Democrat from Mississippi.
Any tampering with the current system puts the process at risk. There's no question we can improve it. But because we are about 90 days away from an election, it is absolutely critical that we make the current system work. Any finagling with that system puts the process in jeopardy, and I want to keep the confidence factor where it is.
Congress and state and local election officials have a short timeline for decisions about the November elections, but the decisions they make could have effects far beyond this election. Sylvia Albert is with the nonprofit group Common Cause.
What we are seeing is that those vulnerable communities are just more vulnerable in this situation and are really dealing with much more than they ever have before. So, you know, not only do we need to be looking at this now, but we really should be modernizing our system for the next disaster, for the next pandemic, for the next hurricane, to really meet the needs of our constituents.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.